Derek, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm not too bad, no at all. And yourself?
Good. Your hometown of Ross Grey is, you say, a small place with a big problem.
Yeah, that might be a correct assumption at the moment. But going by the will of the people at the meeting in Ross Grey last night, people want that to change.
Derek, are you on a hands-free kit there?
Yeah, I'm going off it there now.
All right, yeah, and you're pulled in, yeah?
Yeah, I am indeed.
Good man. All right. So you had a meeting last night. Why?
Basically, there's a lot of antisocial behaviour, and like most towns in Ireland, we have a drug problem as well, and we have high unemployment. And I called a meeting to see could we get every group and every part of the community together and see could we come up with some answers to any of these problems.
How much more visible is your drugs problem than anywhere else? I mean, is Ross Grey hit particularly badly?
I don't know. Like, people say it's not much worse than any other town, but it has added on knock-on effects as well, like, you know, and young people are being targeted as young as 11 and 12 to either sell drugs or take drugs, and, you know, people just have had enough and they can't take any more of it.
And can you see this going on? Can you see the dealing? Can you see young people high on the streets of Ross Grey?
Well, now, I actually haven't. I've seen one or two high, all right, but I haven't actually seen any dealing myself. But going by the meeting last night, there's people who see it on an everyday occurrence nearly. And we had a meeting last night, and there was people there from 17 years of age up to 70 years of age, and both young, old and middle-aged all spoke of their concerns, and they feel that the town is being taken out of control by certain groups of people, and they want it back. And
how many people were at the meeting?
Somewhere around 750.
Right, well, in a town the size of Ross Grey, which is what, 7,000-8,000 people, is it?
Something like that, yes. And people were very vocal last night and, you know, voiced their anger over different issues, and some people had gripes with the Gardaí and other groups. They're saying that our elected officials aren't doing enough for us. You know, we've lost two huge employers over 20 years in Ross Grey, and we never got any business back into Ross Grey to replace them. And people are saying there's not enough of facilities there for children, and, you know, even up to people that are 20 years of age, and that there's not enough facilities there to occupy them.
And what were the positive suggestions coming out of the meeting then?
Well, the great thing was that people stood together. And after the meeting, there was a very organised and diplomatic march up as far as the Garda station. And a sergeant from Nina came and he addressed the group there, and he laid some of the concerns about people. And more than me said that he hadn't got the answers to him then, but he has agreed to attend another public meeting that we're having next Monday night. And he said that he'd bring more authorities with him and try and answer some of the questions for people there.
Yeah, we're getting other calls in here. People, there was one parent said that it was a very, very emotional meeting, and that parents really spilled their hearts out, worried about their teenagers. But why did you take the decision to leave the meeting and march on the Garda station?
Well, you see, the guards weren't actually present at the meeting. There was an incident out of town, and due to lack of resources and whatever, they couldn't attend the meeting. So then people got the attitude that if the guards weren't at the meeting, we'd go meet the guards. And we just marched on up to the Garda station, which is only a quarter of a mile up the road from where the meeting was. But it was all very peaceful. And when the sergeant came from Nina, he talked, and he talked very fairly with the people, and people were fair back to him. And we are now where we are, that we met the guards this morning, and like, the guards don't want any antisocial behaviour in Ross Grey either, but
But you put your finger on it yourself here, Derek. I mean, it is a policing issue, but it's also a symptom of all of the things that you're talking about a lack of employment, about lack of resources, other options for people to engage in, and I know, so many other different things that the Gardaí can't help with.
Well, that's correct. Like, there's a huge role for our elected officials to play. There's a huge role for counselling in Roscrea. We have Pieta House in Roscrea, but people had issues about Pieta House there last night at the meeting as well. And the manager of Pieta House was there, and she tried to answer some of them there last night for people as well. But it's just, people just have had enough of everything now and want their, you know, nobody's looking for too much. They just want to be able to live in a town without antisocial behaviour and without young people going around in groups and whatever. And, you know, basically just people feel they're getting bullied in certain areas of the town and whatever as well. And that's not good enough, like, in a modern-day society.
And when you say people getting bullied, do you mean other younger children, teenagers, or are we talking about adults being intimidated by groups?
Well, a bit of both there. And, you know, like, everybody's entitled to walk down the street or walk down by their go into their own house without anybody saying anything to them or anything. And, you know, they're just things that just have got out of order, but people have come together now and, you know, with the help of the authorities and the community.
Give me an idea, though, of what's being said that's intimidating people.
Well, nobody said out last night what was said to people, but there have been loads of incidents in the of young and old people getting bullied by certain groups in the town of Roscrea.
Okay, and would these be the groups that would be associated with the dealing of drugs?
Well, I think so. I can't really comment now on that for certain, but I think so.
But you're taking action, and, you know, 750 people in a town, it sounds like it might be about 10% of the population, attended a meeting last night. You've got momentum. What are you going to do with it?
Well, next Monday night we're holding another public meeting, and as I say, the HSE are going to be invited to it. The Gardaí will be coming. We had representation there from fire brigade, local sports groups, everything last night. But before the march went on up to the Garda station last night, I asked people when did they want to meet, and I suggested 3 weeks, and the meeting decided to have it again next Monday night. And I just suggested to people, could everyone bring one more person with them, and people get that a round of applause. So if that's the case, we can expect greater numbers again next Monday night.
All right. 1-8-57-15-815. Derek, thank you very much. Good luck with your meeting.
Thank you.
Call us back again, please. Be interesting to touch base with you again on that.